As the pandemic eases in the United States, some of us are venturing back to restaurants, concerts, and movie theaters.
Oh my God, the last time I went to the movies was in early 2020, which seems like a lifetime ago.
That's Xavier Lopez of Philadelphia. He used to visit his local theater a lot.
I used to go to the movies all the time before, and I think it was like on a weekly basis for sure. I love nothing more than like a Sunday morning matinee. What I like about seeing something in the theater is having that communal experience where I get to enjoy it with other people and just kind of like getting that ambiance where everybody is around me enjoying and we're all like kind of laughing at the same thing together. It's not the same as when you watch that by yourself at home. It's just completely different.
So now that he's vaccinated and for our series on post-lockdown firsts, Xavier talked to us about getting ready to go to the cinema for the first time in over a year.
Because the movie theater is an experience that is like you are indoors somewhere with a lot of people in a closed room for 2 hours with like strangers. It's not even people that you know for sure are like maybe vaccinated. It feels a little bit more of a big step for me.
But nerves aside, he bought a ticket for the newly released In the Heights.
I really want to see Jimmy Smith dancing. I love Jimmy Smith, and I've never seen him dance, and I know it's going to be a silly time.
And on a hot Thursday afternoon, Xavier stepped into the theater and took us with him.
Alrighty, walking into the movie theater right now. We've got some signs outside. Face masks are required throughout the theater. Masks may be removed when eating and drinking inside the auditorium. That's good to know. It's funny, the place where they would display upcoming movies is mostly taken by COVID safety guidelines.
But the signs weren't the only different thing from the before times.
It's really nice to be back. It does feel really weird. It feels really weird. There's also way less candy here for some reason.
Finally, with all the snacks, Xavier settled in for the big feature.
Lights up on Washington Heights, up at the break of day, I wake up and I got
And when the movie was over, he took a moment to reflect on how some things felt familiar.
I just came out of the movie theater. That was a really fun experience. I forget how cold it gets in the movie theater.
We caught up with Xavier when he got back home and asked him how he felt.
It was a bit weird to be around other people in that environment again, just because... Again, it felt like I was breaking the rules. When I first get to the movie theater, I just fully inhale all of my popcorn in the first half of the movie. And so I was like, I feel like I was the only one that was eating, which made me feel like I was doing something wrong among these people that were all like masked up.
But he said a big feature musical, which requires some suspension of reality, was the perfect pick for his big re-entry to the theater.
Also, every now and then you just like get the chills while watching a movie. Like you become so engulfed in it that like the emotions and everything just kind of like give you the chills in a way that doesn't really happen when you watch a movie at home. And I think it's because all your senses are being blasted by like giant visuals on screen that you're seeing in front of you. And also like the surround sound from the movie theater itself. It gives you goosebumps a little bit.
And he's already getting ready to do it again.
Now just waiting for another good movie to come out so that I can get another movie ticket.
That's Xavier Lopez of Philadelphia.